What's happening, guys? Colin Geddes here. What you're about to hear is a snippet, a clip, taken from one of our Patreon-exclusive SummerSlam podcasts, just to let you guys have a bit of a teaser of what to expect. If you want full versions of these podcasts, they are available at patreon.com/genderbanterpodcast. I hope you enjoy them, and I'll see you over on the Patreon. Cheers.
But what, you know what I was going to ask you about being signed and stuff is like, I don't know whether it's me specifically or just the way things go now. How important is that now? What does getting signed mean?
I mean, like, you can quantify it like loads of different ways. Like, I mean, if you're going to be, it depends on what sort of music you make. If you want to be a big pop star, you know, like Lil Mix or One Direction or Rihanna, then yeah, you definitely need to.
Yeah.
If you want to be a scratchy indie band, you can go and work. You can do it yourself, or you can go like an indie label. Yeah. Or, you know, as you see with like the majority of like grime artists or hip hop artists or whatever, they just make their own. They get all their numbers on social media, and then they don't need to sign to a label. So they get to get a distributor, somebody who like puts it all out, and then they get a really favorable rate. So like, you see people like Skepta or Stormzy. Stormzy to a lesser level, like Skepta and like say Joey Badass and Chance the Rapper.
Skepta on the wall here, that red picture.
Big Skeppy. He broke into one of my shows once. I was live on air and he was like, "Brother, I've got something for you." And it was right around the time that the Brits were happening and Kanye was like over. And he, like, we got a phone call.
Was that a message he sent you, or yeah, did he say it that calmly and politely?
Brother, I've got something for you. But I was like, it wasn't even a nighttime show. It was like in the middle of the day where you're playing fucking Stooshy and Labyrinth or whatever. And we get a phone call from
come in
downstairs, and it's like Skepta's outside. And I'd met him a couple of times by stage, and I got on really well with him. And he just came upstairs and was going like, I've got something for you. And then he just like came up and he says he's written 4 songs with Kanye. We just had to let him on air because he was there.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
he wasn't planned. The producer was like brand new. He was like standing in for somebody. He had no idea what the fuck to do. Yeah. And I was just like, well, Skepta's, I'd say, you got to let him on. Yeah. So at the end of the interview, he tells us all this sort of stuff. And like everybody goes a bit mad for it. And he goes, I'm going to give you my, email address. And he folds
he sounds
it up.
A lot different when he's not spitting bars.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to drop the sickest 16 that Northern Ireland's ever seen. Like, but he folds it up and puts it across the table. And I can't give his email address out, right? But like his email address was basically like skepta@whatever.co.uk. And I was like, are you serious? You actually wrote that down? I thought that was going to be code. I was like, yeah, you know, Tracksuit Mafia 131 or some shit. Yeah. Like,
or like his management or something. Mr. Skepta.
Yeah, exactly.
AOL.co.uk.
Here's my number, 0777777777777. I'm also pretty sure that after he won his Mercury Music Prize, I was really drunk and I was chatting to him backstage, and I was like telling him about like how important what he had done as an independent artist for not just grime community, but like I was just on one. I was just fucking steaming, and I was like, it's important for everybody, young boys picking up guitars, and I was like doing this like Coach Carter vibe, like,
and he's got his ear down, he's listening, but he's like,
I know.
Looking around,
I'm pretty sure he was crying though. Swear to fuck. Like, and like I've told this to my producer at the time, and I was like, I think I made Skepta cry, and he's just like, bullshit. You did. You definitely didn't. Like, and still to this day, I still believe I did. But like, there is now a healthy amount of doubt in my head whether I did or not. Like.